Hi, I'm Trey.
How you doing, Trey?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
I don't know. Ask me in a couple of hours. Depends what people dig this film or not.
Hi, I'm Trey.
Hi, Trey. I'm Kaylee.
Nice to meet you, Kaylee. Welcome to Austin.
Thank you.
Congratulations on this film.
Thanks.
I'm a little bit jealous because you've gotten to work with Alex Garland a couple of times now. That guy is so quick on his feet.
He's quick. He's smooth. He's highly intelligent. Yeah, I'm very lucky. This is my second project with him.
And he's a guy who's middle-aged like me who has a faux hawk, so it's like he's doing all the right things.
Did you tell him that?
Oh, I did. I said, from one guy born in the 1970s to another, killer faux hawk, man. So I think if we're doing it right, every new experience is a little bit of a learning experience. You've obviously turned a lot of heads early in your acting career, but considering some of what you were around in making this film, what was the biggest learning experience for you in making Civil War?
That's a great question. I think the environment of this film was like nothing any of us had ever experienced, including Alex. I think it was probably the most challenging film for all of us to make in some ways. I think the weight of this film and the story that we're trying to tell and the message we're trying to get across was something we took very seriously. I think there's, you know, you're always trying to tell something through all the movies that you're making, but this felt extra poignant. And then the sort of practical elements of it were wild. I mean, we shot it chronologically. We worked with a lot of former Navy SEALs, and we were using live flash blanks and all those stunts. A lot of us did. It was a very visceral, immersive experience for us, which is exciting.
I'll tell you something. I left the set of Civil War, and what I've been doing is I'm reaching out to people that think differently politically, and I'm really trying to listen to them. You know, I think that our biggest issue nowadays is this polarization. You can't disagree with other people, but you don't need to hate them. You don't need to. And by doing that, I've been listening to things that I go like, oh, that makes sense. What this guy just said makes total sense. How can we, you know?
There are a lot more of us in the gray area than anybody realizes. Thank you for that answer. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
It was 10 years ago that Ex Machina was made, and it feels like 10 years later we are at a point where reclusive rich guys are being killed by their sentient robots. And it does feel like it's
killed enough yet, as far as I can tell. But anyway, yeah. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, yes, go on.
And it does feel like we may fall under for 9.5 with this country at civil war, just based on the direction things are headed, sadly. I really hope not as well, but that tension is all around the world right now. It's just crazy to watch.
I think that's the point, actually, is that it's all around the world. It's not a story which is distinct to this country. It's the same in my country. It's the same in a lot of other countries. Many, many other countries in all different parts of the world. But America is different, because when something happens here, the rest of the world looks in this direction. In my country, stuff happens, nobody really notices except the people in that country. But here, it's like if the world is a mattress and America's lying on the mattress, when America rolls over, the whole mattress shifts, right? So that's why it had to be here.
So my one question is, how do we keep that from happening?
By being rational and decent.
We're fucked. Thanks to you, Alex.
Cheers, man.